Shelby, can you share this to share the Discord, please? I can't do it from my tablet. How you guys doing tonight? Welcome, Lucky. Hey Shelby, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is the music too loud?
Okay.
Do what?
Do what? I'm sorry. What?
Oh, is the music too loud?
No, no.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be on mute for a little while.
Okay, no worries. There was no one on Discord or on Podbean, so just good big music in chat. People want to join in. So,
hello, Cindy. I hope you're having a good day, Cindy.
There's one for Miss Shelby.
Did what I told until I found out that my brand new clothes are I came secondhand from the rich kids next door. When I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniel's old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and I know I can't stay here too long, cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
Welcome, Cindy. Just music and chat. Cindy, we're just hanging out. Our show's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. We're just having music and chat. You're welcome to come up on the panel if you'd like to chat. No, not losing your mind yet, Cindy. Just, no one was on, so just kind of chilling and playing music while I'm waiting for Lucky Me to get off work. Oh, she should be off work for right now. It's 4:30 p.m. And then we're going to hang out for, whatever, 52 more minutes. If you have a song request, put it in. This is Davis Chris. And I ran across him the other day. It's a sundress season, which I'm waiting for sundress season. I love it. Be back in 2 seconds. Welcome home, Lucky Me. Welcome, Cindy. How are you tonight?
All right. Well, I'm in a better mood than what I was.
Good deal. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Since not being in a good mood.
Well, I got in touch with an old friend of mine. It's been 30 years since I spoke to this young man.
What's up, Will and Marley?
3 years younger than me. He's like you and Lucky, you know. You met through the Air Force, and I met him when he was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Back in 1990,
Navy, actually, for us.
Something like that.
Not Air Force, Navy.
Oh, Navy. Well,
go Navy.
The military, I should just say.
Yeah.
My daddy was Air Force.
I should just say the military.
Yeah.
And I had been thinking about him for a little while, and I said, well, maybe let me do a little search on him and see where he's located. And he went back home to his mom and dad's in 2007, and they had passed away, and I finally got the nerve up to write to him, and I did, and he called me today. So I was quite pleased with the outcome of the phone call.
Look at you.
Look out, Cindy.
I like that.
Yeah, but he's really sick. He's bedridden. But he's got the same health issues as I do.
Well, I'm not bedridden.
I mean, not good, but...
Because he can't get in and out of bed. He's got the neuropathy in his legs and his back, and he's got the stenosis of the back. I reached out, as I told Shelby earlier, I am quite shocked and amazed that he even called. You know, I
right.
said, "Oh my God!" Oh my God, I thought, shoot.
That's cool.
And he lives out there in Arizona, too, so.
Right. Hey, Marley, have you ever heard of, I was going to ask Marley something real quick. Davis Chris? Songwriter. He can answer the chat. Go ahead, Cindy, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to ask him what he was doing.
Oh, no. That was about it. It was just very shocking and very pleasing to hear from him. And, I mean, I'm sad that he's,
I think Lucky
not himself,
she
but,
connected
you know.
With her, one of her old Air Force friends. Can't hear me? You got your headphones on.
Yep.
I know, it's echoing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's echoing.
Because I can hear you across from me.
Oh.
Until I hear you in my...
Okay,
sorry. You did this the other night, I'm sorry, reconnected with?
An old Air Force buddy, friend.
Well, I mean, we dated back then. I was a waitress at the Air Force Club, the Enlisted Club, and we got, a young lady introduced us, and I went head over heels over him, and we dated for a while, and he met somebody younger, I just reached out. I Googled and searched and hemmed and hawed on contacting him, and I heard yours and Lucky's story, and I said, well, maybe it might work that, even if I just get to talk to him for a minute or two. That minute or two turned out to be like an hour and a half, it's just like, wow. I mean, it was just like, oh my God, I couldn't even believe that he called me. He called me back. And I'm going, oh my God.
Awesome.
But he's bedridden.
Now see, if I hadn't talked her into mailing that letter, she would still be sitting there.
What's going on, he's been down that same road as me with neuropathy and stenosis and arthritis, but he's 3 years younger than me, but he's bedridden. He can't get in and out of bed, and I told him, I said, look, if I have to come out to Arizona and make you, and he says, well, I can't even catch up to you, and I said, you won't have to catch up with me, because I'll smack you. I'll smack you in a heartbeat to get up out of that bed.
You get it, girl.
Well, he asked me if I got... He didn't recognize my name because I was under my married name at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so when he got the letter, he says, I don't know a Cynthia Williams. And I'm going... I knew he wouldn't recognize it at first, but then once he read the letter and I went through, how we met, this, that, and the other thing... And he says, oh, yeah, I know. And he called. I mean, I fell off my chair when I got the
I looked at the number and I said, 520. That's Arizona. That's the only person I know in Arizona. So I was quite pleased. So we're gonna stay in contact, and one of these, hopefully, if both of us are still, you know, kicking around, then we might, you know, I might make a visit out there. I might. Right. Yeah. If he's not up out of bed, you know.
Just to connect and share stories. And,
Yeah. And,
Good for you.
Well, like we compared stories, and he said that, he's become very, I don't want to say religious, but, you know, he's a God believer, and I'm a God believer.
Right.
And I said, you know, I've knocked on God's door twice, and he sent me back here. And the same thing with him. He's knocked on God's door twice, and they keep sending him back. And I said, John, sounds like you and I are just going through the same thing. It's just that you got the worst part of it than what I did. I said, I picked myself up and kept walking, and I said, you just kind of like, you know, fell back and stayed there. I said, you got to get up and get walking. I can't walk. I said, get up and get walking. Because move those fingers. Even if you just move them, you know, right, that's an improvement.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, so maybe have something left to do, because if you've been there twice and he keeps sending you back.
Yep. I said there's got to be a reason, and maybe that's the reason.
We just
don't know the
reason, and we have to seek the reason. No. It's never on our timeline. I'm one of those that I prefer black and white on situations like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, tell me. Or don't tell me.
Yeah.
You know, don't like hint around, or, oh, have you seen the signs? I don't have time for all that. Just put it out there.
right.
Asha, yes.
Put it in my face.
Welcome.
Put it in my face, you know.
Yes.
I want
to
see
black and white. Just give it to me.
I'm here. I'd rather have the face than somebody kick me in my behind, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because this whole guessing game on figuring out where my life is supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing, it's just tiring thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
This is a spoon lady.
I'm tickled
lady.
To death that...
A spoon lady?
Spoon lady, yeah.
Or the name of the song is The Lady.
No. The name of the song is, Rye Whiskey, and it's Abby the Spoon Lady.
But it's the Spoon Lady. Neat.
You hear the spoons in the background. Oh, you like the crown, Asha. Well done. I'm glad you like the black. I wasn't a fan of it, but... I'm glad you like it, buddy.
Good.
This song's for you, then. So, yeah, Cindy, that is a wonderful story. I hope you guys talk every day.
Yeah, just connect, even if it's friends, and see where it goes.
I hope so. I mean, my life has been kind of like down in the dumps today, so.
Yeah.
I'm tickled.
But it's always good to have that little boost of,
even if
a reconnected of a good friend, you know, absolutely. You sound like you have things in common, so.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
You got a song you'd like to hear, Cindy?
Oh, no, because the song I like, me cry, so I don't want to cry right now.
Oh, let's not do that.
I don't want to cry.
No.
I'm trying to narrow down some of this information for tomorrow's show, but it's all good. I don't know what to take out.
I'm sure you've got plenty you can...
Oh, yeah, we have plenty. I just got to figure it out. Okay.
Whiskey, I cry. I don't have rye whiskey, I surely will die. Okay, that's enough.
You know what? I like all the players.
This is from Man Cave.
No doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that.
Oh, don't go sleep.
Yo, Lloyd, drop the verse. It's going down, favorite cleverly. My homies got grasshopper creations. Pump like acne, no doubt. Put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can drop to dough, couldn't get straight up. Tell me who can stop when Ricky's making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet. Giving them eargasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor. With my homies, Monk and VD, the original of Shakespeare. Shall we get down? Good Lord, baby, got you moving all over town. Crazy biz won't play around, cover much ground, she got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true player way. Well, I can't get her out of my mind. Wow, I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing flat rides and then snow
storms. Well, I guess he left us.
She got stacks in the stash, I stack
in the
stash.
We just had to finish a song by ourselves.
Oh, did we lose everybody on this one?
No, no, actually. Played a song for him and took off on her. I like to find songs that are already written and then they add some banjo to it, so you know, or something like that. Go back to some old Hank Williams Jr. on the next song. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate you sharing the show.
What's up, I'm down with Daryl Scott. Street picking in these duds from the thrift shop. Ice on my cabin is so dang frosty. Folks like dying at a cocoa honky. Like cereal, I need central heat. But that don't stop me rocking gators on my feet. I'll be picking and picking it with straw on my dome. Deal diggers like, yeah. Then we play it on home. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
This show will not be downloaded.
She'll be back. She's not loud, she's just excited.
This is No Diggity by the Cleverlys.
Yeah.
They take songs and turn them into bluegrass. I don't like it.
I guess those have been up there since last year.
Those are things that look like.
That's right.
Found some borders up in the cabinet like my grandma used to do. Now I'm turning into my grandma. Oh my God. From last Christmas. On the top shelf. She said. have a bowl if it didn't get anxious to set up for next Christmas. good stuff.
I can't hear any talking.
Okay.
You know what?
Because then
I like all the
players. Whoa, why'd you start over?
No biggity, no doubt.
All right, now this is something that I've always lived by. Just follow this song. If you live by this song, you'll be fine.
That's all right, because me and that woman bought a license fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be mine to mine.
That needs to be my theme song.
Right?
Needs to be everybody's theme song.
Right?
Maybe. Two-stepping song.
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah, I got a little girl, wears her hair up high. Boys all quiver when she walks by. You better mind your own business. Just mind your own business.
No. If
you mind your own business, then you won't be mine to mine. Minding other people's business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do, I'm minding my own. Why don't you mind your own business?
It was live. Live.
Okay.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, why does it keep on coming to us?
I turned it down so I could hear people talking.
This is Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. Oh, who else is in here?
I was a highwayman.
Oh, I love this song. I was about to ask if you would play it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Waylon Jennings.
One of my dad's favorites.
Yep.
Many a young maid lost her mama.
Chris Christopherson.
I just said
the Highwaymen. Yes, the Highwaymen or something like that.
Why ain't I hearing you? Are you all right? Channel? Oh, you got your...
Because it'll let go.
Yeah,
I'm still alive.
You need to get this fixed. You have to buy me a board, honey. I need a soundboard.
You got money, honey. I'm the one suffering with the echo. You're supposed to help me.
Bless your heart.
Fix it, honey.
I'll see if
fix
I can't
it.
Work on that. I keep adding to the Q. Oh, I know why it's named. Oh, my fault.
Operator error?
Operator error? It always is operator error. You gotta turn off that shuffle. But I'm living still. There you go. That's why it's good. I was a damn building. They're gonna find one. Closer, river, deep, and wide.
So, I had an idea for Shane. Girls, you can tell me what you think. I thought Shane should do a 620 man cave or 620 garage or something like that, where it's like this, music and chatting, and because he loves this stuff. And then the whole 620.
I've got a room full of women.
Yeah, right now.
Right.
Right.
And then 6 year old patio will still be our show. So it was a thought I had. And that way he could do whatever he wanted with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
And then everybody would know if it was one of our goofy shows or if it was our serious things.
Well, I can't download any pictures on here. I don't have no access to nothing.
So now you need a new board or a pod machine.
I can't do it from a computer.
And
you run
a whole
yours
new
from a computer, don't you, Cindy? I've tried.
What's that?
You run your show from a computer, right?
You heard who? I can't hear you over the music.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Okay, try again.
There we go. I said you run your show from a computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I run it from either my tablet or from my little Chromebook.
Right.
Now my main computer, no, I don't run it from there. Usually I run it from my little tablet.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of times I run it from my laptop. I can run it from my laptop.
I tried it on a laptop. I didn't like it. But, we're running
well, it just depends
iPad.
On. Yeah, yeah. See, I just got this little tablet, iPad, or whatever. It's called a Whoop.
Yeah.
It seems to do the job for almost just about anything.
I've got a good microphone, but that's about all we got.
Yeah, we have a good mic and good headphones. But the mic won't allow both of us to plug our headsets in. So I had dialed in the show, and then I plug my headset into the show so I can hear the show. But my voice comes over the microphone, which is real time. And by the time it hits my phone, it's like a half a second behind. And I hear myself in my head, and it's very hard to concentrate on what I'm talking about.
Right, right, right. You get the reverb or whatever. I used to call it reverb when, you know, you get the... Yeah.
Right.
It's like even the song. I want to sing to it in my headphones, but then I'm off from the song, which is right here in front of me. So I hear both, but I can't sing both. Well, what do I listen to? Yeah.
Which kind? Which one is it?
Which what?
Microphone?
Or
maybe she wasn't asking
Zeal,
us.
It's a Zeal mic.
It has an R-O-H-S on the mic.
It's a Zeal.
A Zeal.
Because you guys can hear this, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just knocking on the table and the wall.
In general.
Yeah, it's pretty sensitive.
Yeah, I heard the knocking, I heard the table, and still heard a little bit of the music.
You can probably hear me crack a beer. Let me try this. I'm gonna
every time you go in the laundry room and crack a beer on our show, we can hear it. Sorry,
if the music's off, it's not. Let me turn on sound minor thing. I haven't heard this. Let me see if I can hear myself.
Okay. Sorry, honey.
It says you will be able to hear your voice. No, I don't. I still don't hear my voice. What if my... This might be the issue. That's not the issue.
You've never heard your voice.
No, I don't. It's
you never did.
Headphones.
That's why you let me use your headphones last time.
Okay, then before the show tomorrow, go buy, we'll buy another set of headphones like this and see if we can do that. Double plug here, thing.
I was going to say this is a double plug. My headphones are fine.
But the double plug doesn't work.
The double plug doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Sound monitoring doesn't work either.
Okay. I think I figured this out, baby. This is duplicate information.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the problem. Here, let's try this real quick.
I don't want duplicate information.
Go out of the show.
Okay. I'm going out of the show. Bye, everybody. I love you. Bye.
She'll be back.
Love you.
She'll be back. Okay.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Okay. I'm turning off my mic and turn my headphones for a minute. We'll be right back. Hold on. You can still hear the show. Okay, you guys can still hear us, I think. You can still hear us.
Well, you won't be able to.
Press one for yes and two for no. Okay, check. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
I can.
Alright. Now we'll play your Lucky. Can you hear Lucky through the headphones?
Can I? I cannot hear myself through the headphones.
Good. That's good. Can you? Can you
and
hear
I
Lucky?
I cannot hear the music through the headphones.
You can't hear the music.
Better be here. Now we're in it.
No, I don't. Alright, can you hear me?
I can, well, I can hear you because you're across from me. That was dumb. Try again.
Come on. Leave it here,
Are you in stereo?
Now I hear you in my headphones.
Now you do?
Yeah, I do. Well,
I'll pay it.
Now do you? Yeah?
Yes.
That was last year.
Okay. Can you hear Lucky?
Can you hear me talking?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, I think we got it then.
So we got it fixed?
I think so. I hear you in my headphones.
Alright, I think it's working. Is that better? Or you get echo?
I can't hear myself in my headphones.
No echo?
That is awesome.
Awesome. There you go. Yay!
The voices have stopped, honey!
Yay! You don't have to see the asylum!
Now, if you can get it right for tomorrow, then you'll be all set, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the back of it has to be barely plugged in.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Honey, don't
You go away?
Okay.
No, you're
flipping earballs with me here.
Okay. It went out of stereo. There you go. You good?
No, I'm still only in one ear. I'd rather be in one ear than now I'm gone.
Yeah.
One ear. 2 ears.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good. Everybody's good.
Whew. Should we duct tape it?
Yeah, duct tape it.
Isn't that what they say? If you don't, if it moves and you don't want it to, you duct tape it.
Right.
And if it doesn't move and you need it to, you WD-40 it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've
Makes
always
sense,
heard.
Right?
So every toolbox should have a roll of duct tape and a WD-40. Who needs the rest? No, right. I'm teasing.
You get that baby bar.
That's your MacGyver kit.
duct tape
and some WD-40 MacGyver kit.
Oh, right. I had to MacGyver a hotel room my friend and I got in San Diego one time. The nightstand wobbled, so I got some of the little sweet and low packets from the coffee area, and I put them up under the leg. And my friend just thought that was so funny. And then the shower curtain was too high, So water was just pouring out of the shower. It was one that had just a lip on it. So I tried to lower it. Well, you know how you like twist the pole to get it to extend to fit against the wall? You couldn't change that. So it was here or down. You know, there was no way to, well, I'm sure there was if I was stronger, but I couldn't get it to budge. But when you went down where the shower curtain was actually stopping the water from coming out of the shower, the wall was like concaved enough that the pole wouldn't fit, or vice versa. You couldn't put it up or something. So I had to put like a plastic, a couple folded plastic bags, and I had to
welcome Dorothy.
Toilet paper and all this to get a spacer between the pole and the wall so that I could put it where we needed to. And she says, I MacGyvered the room.
That's funny.
Sing for free.
So see, now I'm not giving any of making it big for me. Oh, everybody's
making it big for me. Cindy, you know who this is?
I do. Now, I didn't before I married you. Cindy, do you know who's singing this?
This is, you're our age, Cindy. This is a little bit before our age.
I'm trying to think. It's not Ray Stevens, is it?
Nope.
Well, it is.
No.
Dr. Hook. You ever heard of Dr.
Hook?
Oh,
wow. Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, I grew up on this.
Yeah, his mom played this all the time.
Well, it's the first concert I ever went to with Dr. Hook and Gary Wright. And I was 2.5 years or 3 years old. I wasn't very old. But, yeah. I think it's probably the first time I ever smelled pot smoke, if I can remember.
Do you remember back that far, really?
It was definitely a hot smoking event.
Well, I'm sure. You are talking about the early 70s.
Welcome back, Lucky.
Thank you. I wanted to give us engagement points, baby.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Just wanted to hang out.
Yeah. Now, what's that thing that the old man's doing with engagement points? What does he mean by that? I never heard of that.
Well, engagement points are hearts, or if you even type in the chat.
Or people coming in and out of the show.
People coming in and out of the show, those are engagement points. And at some point, when in the future, you will have engagement points on your show. And that is basically cash in your hand. It's not that. It's not a lot.
No.
It's pennies.
But that's how the
you know, 20, 30 bucks
ranked.
A month, maybe.
Yeah.
But some people make more than that a month.
So if you go to that part of Podbean where you're in Discover and you usually hit live, if you go all the way over to the right, there's a thing that says top posts or something like that.
Right.
And you can see who the top posts are. Those are engagement points. That's how they rate. Probably never be in
you
the
are,
top.
Are you paying for yours now, Cindy?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I pay
I
for
didn't
mine.
See a VIP by your name. Let me look at your profile.
Yeah, I pay for mine.
Okay, yeah, you're VIP, so you're paying. Yeah, eventually, after so many hours, they will send it to your PayPal, however you pay through it.
Yeah, they'll send you a check.
Yeah,
we're not doing this for money.
It's not much money. Anymore, seriously.
Right.
But that's how it happens.
But that's
engagement
how it happens.
So
that's
if,
engagement point.
So I think downloads add into that factor somehow.
Well, they do, yeah. Downloads and then plus your Dr. Hook rolling on there. This is one everybody knows. Or cover the Rolling Stone. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, you know, your thank or your claps and all that, that's extra. That gives you extra money. Let me play this up.
Because he was saying he was having a contest or something.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I don't get to.
No, the engagement point contest. Yeah, yeah, that's the top fan of the month. So.
Oh, the Pulse does that too.
Yeah, yeah, they do that, and that's. people compete and whoever's got the most engagement points.
Yeah, see, if you're in a show,
right here,
you go up to the top where you see somebody that has a crown on their little icon, and then there's all these little icons and an arrow pointing to the right. If you click that, it'll bring you to a screen that has top fans in this month. And so then you can see those are the engagement points. So they'll count those up for the month, and whoever has the most for the month would be the winner of their engagement.
Oh, okay. Magic.
Hi, sweet angel bear. Hello to whomever's calling in. You're live on the pod.
No, I just found these effect buttons.
Oh, that was...
You're gonna put it in your car.
That was you.
Yeah.
Making all that noise. Woo-wee!
Yeah, look at that.
I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I really want to learn how to whistle like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. Sweet angel bear left us.
Stop.
She came and left.
Who?
Sweet angel bear. Yes, we weren't exciting enough.
Oh, she don't want to cook
She's prairie dogging. She's prairie dogging. She's prairie dogging.
Yeah. Okay.
They got a booing. Pro comedy drum roll. Oh, here's a countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
stop it once
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Wow.
Now cool. What's that for?
He just found the buttons on Podbean.
Yeah, it's part of the Podbean app. If you go down when you're hosting a show, on the bottom of the screen, on our tablet anyway, it's got a little music note. You hit the music note, and that's how you get music into the podcast, but below it's the sound effects. And you hit the sound effects button, and you get the whole list.
Okay. Yep, this is all.
Okay. See, there's a whole lot I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We're learning too.
I mean, trust me. There's buttons on here the other day. I hit a button by accident that said unlisted.
Yeah.
And so totally then the show just the show totally went away. But you're still doing a show with the people that are in there, but nobody can see it.
Yeah, right. Nobody else could join the show because they don't see the tiles.
Right. Because sometimes I think the show's ended, but it's still running, and then I have to wait for it to download. And some people are still in there, and I'm going, hello?
Right. How are you still connected? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I still sometimes see people in there. You know, and I know they've cut me off, but I still see people.
Well, on the bottom of the left-hand screen, there's a little free line tab. And you hit that, and then you go on there, it has some listed. Recording, sound monitoring, and themes and greeting, and that's where you get your greeting at when people come to the show and say, "Hi, Cindy, welcome to our patio," or whatever. And then admins, and then listeners, and you hit the listeners button, and then you can tell who's in the room. So right now I've got a Scrabble bag. Welcome, MCXMMFQ. And I have you and Lucky Me and Shelby. That's it.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, usually when I have a show, I can see that. I try to catch them as they come up on the screen, but sometimes they're in way before I can even catch them on the screen, you know?
Right, they're in and out that fast, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if, say, like, if I'm talking to somebody and I don't pay attention to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lost their interest. You know, boom, they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter anyway about who's in your room. It's all about downloads.
Right.
You get more engagement points if you're in your room, and that's cool that you got fans and stuff. But think about a radio station host. He's sitting there, and he has no idea who's listening to him. He don't know if he has one listener, but he has 20,000 listeners. So, you know. I like to have people in our room for sure.
Me too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's great. And if you just want, you know, right, like we're just having a chat tonight, so it's all fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing my homework for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, well, you have one going on with Russ tonight, right, Lucky?
Yeah.
Yes. It's at 6 p.m. In about 45 minutes. I'm a co-host with him. Well, I don't know if I'm a co-host. I'm on the panel with him when he does his true crime shows now. And this week is Israel Keys. He is
Is that a person?
Yes. Yeah. He's a serial killer. Horrible, horrible, horrible man. So we're talking about him this week. Last week we did a show on Boy in the Box. And he was the victim. He was the deceased. So it kind of varies.
Because I heard that one last week, and I typed in there that I watch Law and Order, especially Criminal Intent. And they did have, at one time, one of their shows about a boy in a box, and it was very similar to what you guys were talking about.
Based it on that then, yeah.
Last week.
So, my first episode.
New York, so.
Yeah, true. And this one happened, that one, the real one was in Philadelphia, so very possible.
Right.
So my first show with Russ and, the true crime shows was also a victim. But she was a victim of kidnapping, and that was Madeline McCann. And then, so this one's we did another one, the 2006 Richmond murder spree.
Yes.
That was my first. I didn't even know anything about that one, so that one was interesting.
Right.
And I had heard about Israel Keys, but when I started doing the research, I was like, oh yeah, that was that guy, you know. So that one's tonight. And then next week we start a two-part series because I guess this guy is like got a lot on his list, you know, or whatever. Ed Gein. So he'll be a two-parter starting next week. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Shelby told me about a movie that she saw last week with Sally Field about Betty. What's her name?
Not Without My Daughter or something like that.
Yeah, Not Without My Children.
Not Without My Children.
And it's a true, it's a true story where she married this Iranian doctor and he lost his job. And they took her, they went to Iran, was it? Shelby?
Oh, I think I remember this. It was back in the 90s, I think. 80s, 90s?
Yeah, and she wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
And so she tried to escape from Iran and went to Turkey. But he went chasing her to the United States after a while.
Yeah, we could hear that. Huh?
And then he got labeled as a terrorist.
Right. Right. Yeah, so she was American, and he took the kids over, so she had to go over there to get him, and then this was, like, all about her trying to get her kids back to America with her.
Well, I think she went over there from what she Shelby was saying, that they all went over there for, like, a vacation, and she didn't know the culture over there, so his people were kind of upset with her, and I don't know, he beat her up, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from what Shelby was saying, and then I was reading some of the stuff after the fact, and she wrote a book about it, but some of the stuff that was in the movie, she said, was not true, but they did that for hype.
Right, you know, they had to change the story to fit the, you know.
Yeah, they said she got raped going to Turkey, and she didn't get raped. She said there was no rape involved in that.
Not that I knew of.
But, well, according to her, because I read up on it, she says there was no rape involved from what she actually said as far as the movie went. But according to the movie, she was raped by all these smugglers that were taking her to Turkey to escape with her daughter. And she said that wasn't true.
Mm.
So that might be an interesting topic down the road, you know, just to, you know, check it out. Because she's written a couple of books, and she's got a president of some kind of adversary, is that the word I want to use?
Advocate.
Yeah. That have to do with children and, I think, trafficking and stuff like that. I'm not too sure. But she seems to be very interesting. Her name is Betty Mahmoudi, something like that. But it's, you know, Sally Field played her, and it was very interesting. In fact, I might look the movie up and see if I can't get it to watch it, because never knew whether she made it back to the States or not, you know, or if she's in Turkey or if she's someplace else or
right, or
what, you know. But, you know, him being a terrorist might be an interesting subject, you know, on him, as if anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, throw out, you know, I threw a dart out there. Let's see where it lands on the wall. You know, it may not hit a bullseye, but it might hit, you know,
right,
within the dartboard.
Right.
But, and I think her daughter wrote a book, too.
Hmm.
Her daughter wrote a book. But her daughter's much older now. I mean, this is when her daughter was almost a 4, 5, 6 years old.
Let's see.
But his family was really, really mean to her.
I think that's how the little girl was in the movie, was about 5, because she was fixing to start school. And when the husband said, you know, we're staying here, he told Sally Field that, you know, we've got to take her shopping. She needs school clothes. She's going to school here. And, you know, Sally Field was like, but no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she played that part very well, because she played the naive, mm-hmm, you know, I don't know this culture wife, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, right, you're introducing something to me that I don't know anything about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When?
We'll be back. Okay.
So, I think I would love to have a movie night, you know, where we can stream, like, on Discord or something. And,
just like one movie. Yeah, because I know sometimes when they try to do a movie night, they end up with 5 or 6 movies, and then you lose track of which movie.
Well, just one centralized person, like the person that has the room, you know, do the movie, you know, and then
everybody come in
and just, you know, whatever.
Right. Because I know sometimes they get swayed off, you know, onto a different, movie.
What I called squirreled.
Yeah.
I live my life around Doug, the dog from Up. Squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Yeah, I was in there at Russ's show last night up until 12 o'clock. And I mean, I had a good time just laughing. Well, usually I'm in bed by 10,
yeah.
So I usually don't get on a show. I don't get on a show half the time anyhow. But I tell Shelby, I said, I get more information sitting down in the bleachers and watching everybody talk down in the bleachers and listening to them upstairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sometimes I prefer downstairs than upstairs, because a lot of times you get word in edgewise, you know, you get them all, and so that's why I sit down below and I listen, I watch the chat, and then I listen to what's going on upstairs, and it's just like, well, I'm glad I'm down here, not up there, because you know what, I'd have a lot to say.
Yeah, right?
And then every time I put my 2 cents in, it's like, well, where the heck did that come from?
Yeah, they know where it come from, and they just look at you funny like you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I get that a lot. But that's just like, I did a recap of Shelby's Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
And we were talking about red clay. And I was saying something about how people would stick their feet in the red clay, the Mississippi red clay, and how it's supposed to energize you and, you know, make you feel good. And someone popped in and said, oh, really? How'd you know about that? And I'm going, duh, I read about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm educated. Not, I'm not stupid. I just play stupid. Yeah. I do have some intelligence underneath this hat that I wear.
You are intelligent. I'll let anybody tell you different.
Well, no. It's just that we make an intelligent point of view. It's just like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Google it. Google it, buddy. Google it. Where'd you learn that? Google it. That's what I told George last night. I said, yeah. I'm just a dumb blonde that sits down in the bleachers and plays stupid. Well, you're not stupid. I said, no, I have white hair now. I said, all my intelligence is coming out now because white has pushed out the blonde.
There you go.
He says, really? I said, yeah. So now when somebody asks me something or how did I learn about it, I'm big bold letters. Google it. You'll hear about it. Google it.
Google that shit. That's funny.
You might have a more than an hour show there, Lucky.
Nah.
Woohoo! I think you're doing a well-rounded music set.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about Lucky doing her show. We're an hour.
He keeps calling it my show.
Well,
it's
no,
not my
you're
show.
You're Russ's show.
Oh, that.
Yeah. She loves true crime, if you can't tell. So, anyway.
Yeah.
No,
I'm working on
we're
our
over
show
an
right
hour
now.
And I'm just
oh, to I'm sorry. Well, I'm... No. See, I'm one of those that speaks
I'm
before she
our,
thinks.
No.
I'm working on our show.
I'm going to run
tomorrow.
Our show just a little bit longer.
I'm done with tonight's show. This is our show
oh,
tomorrow.
Okay. Our show? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm prepping us.
Prepping us. Thank you.
She's working on the Wii show.
The Wii show.
The Wii show. This is a, by the way, it's, we decided we're going to do a listener request show a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a listener request show, setting boundaries.
I'm hoping we get more requests so we could do one a month.
Yeah, do one a month.
Yeah, there you go.
This is setting boundaries, and I think it's not just with couples, it's for work and friendship.
Right. Between your parents and you,
parents,
your spouse and you,
yeah,
friends
family,
and you,
yeah.
Co-workers.
Right.
Yeah.
Your kids, how to set boundaries with your younger kids and your older kids.
Right. Right.
So that's going to be a good show.
And plus young women with men, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With the young man. I'm going to keep calling him a young man because he was young the last time I saw him. I had told him, he was wondering why I had never gotten remarried, and I said, well, John, I said, the thing is, I said, you did that to me. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, I set my standards too high. I said, because you treated me so well. I said, you're from old school. I'm from old school. Guys open doors for ladies.
Yeah.
You take them places of niceness. You don't take them to some bar, you know, that's all, you know, hip-hop or, you know, all this crap that they take them to nowadays. You don't sit there, you know, at your steering wheel and say, well, are you getting in a damn car or aren't you? You know, you come around and you open the door. You let me in. You let me out. You walk me to my door to make sure I'm safe. And I said, you know what? Apparently, I set my standards too high after you and I, you know, went our way. And he kind of laughed at me, and he says, really? And I said, yeah, really, John. I said, that was one thing I learned from you, because you treated me like I was somebody special. And he said, well, Cindy, he says, you were somebody special, very special. And he says, and I'm sorry for what I did. And I said, John, don't do that. I said, I want to remember what was good. And I said, what I remember was good is how you treated me while we were together.
All right.
And I said, that's what's important to me. And I said, the way you treated me, I said, you treated me like a queen. And I said, I have never, ever, ever been, and I was married at the time, but I was separated. And I said, nobody ever, before you or after you, ever treated me like that. And I said, so that's why I set my standards way high.
Yeah.
I said, if they didn't treat me like you treated me,
they were done.
Yeah.
They were to the curb. They were with the trash. Out to the curb you go, buddy.
Yep.
There you go.
You know,
out.
You know your self worth after that. See, that's
exactly why exactly.
And it gives you a higher standard, and you will not accept anything less, and that's fine. But you can't compare other people to just that one person. On that level,
no.
You have to give them. They have different level. Another person may have a different level, a higher standard that you've never seen either before. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. But I mean, my ex-husband was, how do I want to say, abusive in physical, emotional, psychological.
Right. I'm sorry,
Kim. You
know,
all three of those.
I know. I had my ex-wife did the same thing to me. So
yeah, my ex-husband was like that.
I've been ran over before. I've been beat. Well, I just sat in the corner and I could have easily whooped her ass, but I didn't.
Right, right, right.
So
right,
Shane, you were brought up right.
Yeah. Yep.
And I raised her kids, not mine. Her.
Exactly. That's why I. That's what kind of made me go back to. Well, let's see what he's doing. What's he been doing for the last 30 some odd years? Is he there? Is he not there? Is he still around? What's he doing?
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited
I needed
for
these
you.
Questions answered, and
I know, right?
And I told him. I told him, I said, John, it's your fault that I'm single. And he says, what do you mean?
You held a high standard. Right, right. No one compares.
I said, look, you treated me like a woman should be treated. And I said, no other person in my life since the time you and I were together has treated me anywhere near as good as what you treated me. He says, but, and I said, don't go there, John. I said, you treated me like a woman should be treated. And I said, and that's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
I said, that's why you're still my friend no matter how much of an ass you think you are. You're not. Because he says, you must think I'm a real, no, I don't, John. You're my friend.
We're
you're
just
my
having
friend.
A chat and listening to music in the background.
And I said, you'll always be my friend no matter what, and I told him this years ago. I said, no, you're not, John. You're not an ass.
Right.
I said, you're my friend. And so when I talked to him today, I said, you're up there with, where I would put men who would treat a woman the way a woman should be treated.
Right.
Not down here in the gutter where all these other slime balls are, I said, there's certain people out there that'll treat a woman like a woman. I just haven't found that person yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, maybe I passed them by. I don't know. I said, my standards are set too high.
Aw, that was my song.
Yep.
So, hi, Tick. How you doing?
You're welcome to come up on the panel if you'd like.
But see, that's why I like the way you and Lucky connect. And not just from your story, because your story reminded me so much of my friend John, and it was just like, I gotta reach out to him, I gotta find him, So that's what I did. I went and searched, and then I sat for a couple of months wondering, well, should I, shouldn't I? Then I talked to Shelby, and I said, you ever had that person that just, you know, is always stuck in the back of your head wondering, you know,
yeah,
what happened? Where's right. he at? You know, and she says, "Well, just send a letter and see what happens." And I did, you know.
Good thing you did.
I sent it out. And I got the phone call today, so it's
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet he got the letter today too. That,
did he get the letter today?
Yeah, he said he got the letter. It took 7 days to go from Florida to Arizona. That's deep because
he's
bedridden.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Much love to you.
His sister picked up the mail for him, so it took him a couple extra days to get it because he can't get out of bed and go to the mailbox. So, But I told him today, I said, well, expect some phone calls, expect some cards. I said, you know, because that's what I'm going to do. I said, I am going to.
Bet she bakes him some snickerdoodles.
I can see it coming now.
What's that?
I said, I bet you make him some snickerdoodles.
He's diabetic, so like me.
Sorry.
He's gained quite a. From the pictures I see, he's gained, you know, quite a few pounds, and I think he's a little bit heavier than what I am. And if he's bedridden, he's not exercising, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could go out and visit him, and then,
Well, that's what I said. I said, don't be too surprised if.
You could do, like, bed aerobics with him or something.
Well, that,
Shelby.
You know,
y'all are going the wrong direction from what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what, Shelby? You know, I
she's old. She ain't broken.
It went through my mind. It went zip, zip, and out. And I said, no, don't go there, Cindy. You know, doing that. What do they call it when therapists do it? The RM something.
REM
is something else. ROM, range of motion.
Range of motion. You know, you've seen. I know y'all have seen. What's that movie?
We're joking.
Steel Magnolias. Yeah. You know, when she's in the hospital bed and
makes me cry. I don't watch them. My mom said, "Oh my gosh, it's a great movie," and I'll say, "Did it make you cry?" And she's like, "Yes," and I'm "Nope." I hate movies that make me cry. I have enough crap in my life that want make me cry. I don't want a movie to make me do it.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
There is a spot where the mother does.
Spoiler!
A lot of aerobics with her daughter. And, you know,
like in Cocoon.
He called it Jane Fonda. We're doing our Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
That's what she called it.
Oh, where did I see that?
They do have chair aerobics.
Yes. I got it in my mind. We're doing our Jane Fonda today. Yes.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And that's what I meant. I didn't mean nothing.
We were joking. That's what I told him, I said, you know, just move those toes, move them fingers, you know, and then work from your fingers to your arms, you know, get those arms moving. You don't have to get the rest
of the
body.
Get the blood flowing.
Yeah. And I said, and if you don't, I'll come knocking on your door and slap you across your head.
There's a little something back.
Yeah, exactly.
And he says, well, I won't be able to move, so I guess you're going to have to do it. Yeah. He says, I can't run from you. I said, I'm not running. I said, I can't run, so guess what?
Did he marry and have kids and all that, too?
He was married before I met him. He has one son. They do not communicate. In fact, his son changed his name to his mother's maiden name.
Oh, that's
sad. The kid's name is Kyle. He does not communicate. I think his son is gay, so.
Oh.
But that's, you know, that's information I found out, but I didn't let John know I knew. So he was married, and he said that was short-lived, so I guess she's in Maryland. But he's single, so.
So you ruined it for him, too.
What's that?
He said you ruined it for him too. He never found anybody to meet your standards.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think he was doing the comparison thing. Nah. He said there was there is a lady out there.
I'm gonna say maybe, but maybe not. Probably not. You're probably right.
I mean, yes, well, women are more emotional and have those emotional ties. But yeah, if he's never remarried because of something,
yeah,
it could have been her. Uh-huh. Never know. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying could have been.
Right, right.
Could have been.
But he did say, he said, Cindy, you have the kindest heart that I ever known. And
I could agree with that.
I know you, he says, I know you pretty well, he says, I know you would take the shirt off your back to give to somebody who doesn't have one.
Yeah, you would. No.
He said you would take. I know you would take the food off your table and give it to somebody who was hungry.
Yeah. And you do. You feed all your neighbors and take care of their kids and gifts to their dogs, and I mean,
right?
You always give so much of your heart to others.
Oh, I do. I do, and you know that's part of, you know, what I think I'm supposed to be here for, but that's not everything. I don't think that's everything.
Right.
There's something more. I just don't know what it is.
Well,
I haven't figured it out yet.
I hope I'm around to see what it is. I'm excited. No.
Me too.
You
good Lord.
Be.
You should be. You've been sent back twice.
You really should be. I'm happy for you. I think it's a great.
I'm out.
Yeah, we, you know, I'm glad Shane didn't give up on marriage, because...
No.
Well, I might be here.
We might be in a committed relationship,
just not marriage. Yeah, I mean, we were both to that point, because that was one of the first things we said to each other when we reconnected. Yeah,
right.
This may go somewhere, but it ain't going to marriage, and we're both like, oh, hell no, no way, no way, no way. So within 3 months, we were married.
But he said he does take care of a younger lady who has a child who lost her brother. He does help her with some of her
pseudo daughter maybe
or something, and helps with her daughter, you know, money,
Monica.
Because you know he can't really do anything. Apparently died, and so you know if she needs something, he gives it to her. So I don't like people to take advantage of that situation. That's where I get kind of like a little, just the way
I
think of things.
Make treat her and feel. Feel about her as if she's like a daughter. So,
well, that's what I said. I said, well, John, she's not. He said, well, if I was younger, and I said, okay, I understand. I said, so maybe instead of this being a quote unquote relationship, maybe. He says, well, if I was out of bed, maybe. I said, no, John. I said, you say she's 19 years, you're younger. I said, she's a daughter to you.
Yeah.
You know, I come right out and told him. I said, you know, I'm being honest here with you. I said, that's more like a daughter to you, and a little girl is your granddaughter. I said, something you don't have.
Right.
I said, so to me,
because that doesn't
sounds,
have to be with the blood
more
person,
or less your daughter.
That relationship, that draw to each other, and being there for each other, and considering each other family, you know, that doesn't have to run through blood.
Right, right. And I said, well, does she visit you often? He says, well, not as often as I'd like her to. And I'm going, well, you know, maybe that's just not what it's supposed to be. Maybe it's
maybe
just,
maybe he should listen to our show tomorrow and learn how to set boundaries. And he can give her his expectations.
Right,
Podbean.
There you go. Have him download Podbean by tomorrow night.
I told him, I said, I do podcasting, so I'm out there. You can, if you need to hear my voice, John, you can go .com and you can hear me all over the place.
Right?
This
but,
is for Monica.
I
just
Monica.
You know, here you go, Tim.
I told him that, I see I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
So
Santana does that to me too.
Oh, what Santana? What Santana are you playing?
I had a brain fart for a moment there, and I'm thinking, thinking.
Yeah. Okay. No, you told him that you were going to Lake. Sorry. I haven't had anybody doing that. You could play my corn cat.
I was going in some direction
food.
And I can't remember what direction I was going into. But I told him asked and I know where he said Facebook there's all Tona, one was here, one was there, and I said under six. But then what I him up
and you're going in and out.
See this face, that's
Cindy's
me.
Going in and out. Yeah, I thought it was my you. My no, headset. I thought I bumped my cord.
She's
didn't
over
have the
at
duct
me
tape.
Like, here, and I'm like, yeah, it's Cindy.
Oh, it's Cindy.
Yep. I have these earbuds that keep going out. Go get some duct tape.
There you go. It moves
okay.
Right
out.
Trying to play with the cord, so that's why I thought, oh great, she's pulled it just enough, and the duct tape wasn't here, and now I've lost my hearing. Is what I thought.
Here's a Velcro strap.
Yeah, and then I'll mess up I'll touch something and mess it up. I'm not gonna. Woo! I'm not touching it. Don't touch it.
Well, I do want to say one thing. About 2 minutes away in the show because Lucky needs to get ready for outside normal.
Yes, Lucky's
ready
for her.
Is it that time already?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes, it
oh
is.
Oh my gosh. Time flies when you have fun.
It's from this
true. Well, I looked out the window and I said, oh my
target.
God, it's dark out.
So.
Yep, our sun is setting.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's dark out here in Florida, so.
Well, Shane, are you going to be doing this kind of content more often?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I think so. I'll
I
try to.
Think
actually,
should.
I was going to. What time is your show Sunday morning, Cindy?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock your time. So
Florida, it's 9 o'clock our time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
on
complete,
Eastern.
Yeah, you're complete with Stu. You better watch out there. No, just anyway, no, that's fine. Okay. No, I'm a morning person, so. If I do it, it's going to be early morning on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we can do, Cindy, is push ours back if we need to.
No. 9 o'clock is late for me. I want to do it early, but
because he lets me sleep in on the weekend.
But Lucky sleeps in. So I really, what I need is an extra room. Actually, you know what we should do is set up a studio in the office.
Here?
Yeah, we can set up this.
Here?
That's where I work every day.
I know.
I don't
want
to spend my evening in there too. Honey.
I don't blame her. That's way too much. And...
Yeah, but the office is already sound.
It's not soundproof.
Well,
in our new house,
but
we
if
can
I,
absolutely
I can
set
do
up
it in there.
Studio.
I can go in there, or you're not in there.
Yes, you could go in there on Sunday and do your show.
There we go.
Or I could sleep with an earplug. Or fix the cat hole and shut the door. We have a vent in our door, right? And it's about, I don't know, 6x6 square. And it has a vent that covers both sides of the door.
Right, take it off.
So he had this awesome idea to take the vents off and then the cats could go in and out. Because right now we have to prop the door open.
Yeah, there was cats on the door.
Yeah, they
walking in the damn bedroom.
On the door.
Anyway, it's,
a it's
a
long story.
Cats.
We don't want.
No, let's
cats.
Not. Let's
I
not
know,
talk about
know
cats.
The story.
How about we? How about we not talk about cats?
We won't talk about.
And that will
cats.
Be the best thing to do right there.
Get a doggy door.
Yeah.
Put the dog door, cat door in the bedroom door.
Get a doggy door.
No more cats. Love
no
you,
more
baby.
Cats, everybody. Yay!
Yay!
So get anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys come in and chatted with us and listened.
Had
to
a ball.
And I think
yes.
We'll try to do something like this maybe at some point. I'll let you guys know. But as for right now, this is just because there was nobody on that I cared to listen to, so we just fired it up.
Yeah.
So
come join
us, though. Please come join us at True Crime Tuesday on Outside yes. Normal with yay. Russell Brown and Lucky yep. Me.
Yay!
Yay!
So we got to get that stuff set up. So
yeah,
I got to start the grill because I'm going to grill some pork chops.
Whoop.
Maybe
oh, I'm coming over. I'm on my way.
Yeah, he might do potato packets.
I don't know. We'll see where we're at. So
I love Tuesdays. I get to talk about true crime. He cooks dinner for me. Tuesdays rock. I love Tuesdays. And I get grilled food. We haven't had grilled food in months. I'm so excited.
It's lovely week. Hey, Monica, we'll see you soon. When do you got a show coming up, Monica, since you're on here? I don't know if I'm going to publish this or not. I haven't decided. I probably will. Maybe. I don't know. Shelby has Saturdays at
Saturday
3 o'clock
Central Time.
3 o'clock
She's Central Time, time with that.
Eastern Time.
Okay. Oh, you're Eastern Time.
It's 2 o'clock.
No wonder
it's
I missed
2 o'clock our time. No, we're you and I are on the same time.
Yeah,
time zone. It's 2 o'clock for us.
Okay.
See, I always thought it was 3 o'clock for us. That's why I always miss your show.
We have to normalize this central thing. Because nobody else is going to do it. It's just us. So we got to.
Right.
Well, let's just start
stick
saying
with us.
Central.
Yeah. I do that. They let them adjust it.
Let them figure it out.
Yeah. It's our show. We putting it on at Central Time.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. The 1 p.m. Pacific Standard is Herbal Talk with Shelby. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Pacific and then you can catch the recap on Sunday at what time?
Right.
No.
Sunday?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. So that would be 9 o'clock our time.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Right.
So, at Herbal Talk, Shelby, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard.
Is Tick telling you what time her show is?
No, that's her show. And her show?
Tick is saying it to Shelby.
No, it's 1 o'clock her time.
Okay,
telling Shelby.
Okay, it's 1 o'clock her time.
Yes.
Okay,
we got you. We got this.
All right.
And then, of course, don't forget our show tomorrow night.
Thank you for joining the fan club, iDocFail. Yes, our fan club is Zero Beans. Join up.
Yay, thank you for joining our show.
Right.
And Tick, maybe we'll see you around tomorrow. And she's always out there and does a wonderful. You are a rocket.
I know.
She's already flew to the moon and back like twice.
Tick off. Have you listened to her meditation show? Her voice instantly is like, I needed that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her voice.
Anyway.
I have not had a chance to go to
Shelby, babe.
You've got to, within the first five minutes. Yeah.
I mean, I have a pretty high tense job. Within the first 5 minutes of just listening to Tick and her music, I'm set. I'm set.
Okay, then I will make a point. What time is that, Monica?
Or you can
when does that come
it.
On?
Just download it. The one of them.
Just download it? Okay.
Yeah,
That's how I listen to it because her time zone's so far ahead. That's why I always miss the pulse because it doesn't fit in my.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you can listen to it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
of course, our show tomorrow night. 7 p.m. Central Time.
Yes.
And this week's episode is Setting Boundaries.
Yep. We're doing this for our listener,
Nadia Lemon.
I'll pronounce it wrong, but Nadia Lemon. I think that's a really cool name.
It is.
Just right.
Yeah.
I've got to roll the R.
Ooh, wee.
But anyway,